It's generally thought that after the onset of rabies, after a person has experienced the symptoms of anxiety, fever, loss of consciousness, there's nothing the doctors can do. That's why after contact with a rabid animal, you're supposed to get a series of shots over 4 weeks, shots that the Centers for Disease Control says are now relatively painless and are given in your arm, like a flu or tetanus vaccine. So, when a Wisconsin teenager came down with rabies in October, a month after she was bitten by a bat, the prognosis was not good. The fact that 15-year-old Gina Giese is still alive is tribute to an improvised treatment, her doctor, and the specialists he consulted. Pediatric disease specialist at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin joins us from Milwaukee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
Tell me, first of all, when you began treating Gina Giese, what did you think?
Well, the prognosis is one of 100% fatal disease, and so my fear was that she had rabies, although statistically it's highly unlikely that she would. Turns out she actually did.
Have rabies?
Yes.
And not having received the vaccines between the time of the exposure, the bite, and the onset of symptoms, what were you going to do for her?
Well, I basically quickly looked to see if there was something new in the literature that I wasn't aware of, and it didn't appear to be, but what struck me as unusual was people, since really the 1960s, describing people dying of rabies without a lot of true damage to the brain, and they were postulating that this was a dysfunction of the brain, and that was, to me, a major clue as to perhaps a different way of going about this. I then looked a little further and looking for neurotransmitters, chemicals that are important for the proper function of the brain, and there was only a few publications there, but that identified a very promising drug that might be useful to protect the brain against rabies and actually turns out also eradicate the virus itself.
Now, what would you actually use that drug for? If, obviously, this was a novel use of it, but what would appropriate uses be?
Normally, it's part of a general anesthesia type regimen, and these days, it's actually probably a pretty old drug and probably a second line choice. But we made it central to our strategy, which was to shut the brain down so it couldn't dysfunction for a week while the immune system caught up and finished off the virus. And so that's what we did.
It sounds like we're sort of like blocking off a bridge that's under construction.
Right. I think the issue was it appears that the brain can malfunction in ways that leads to rapid death. And if you stop the brain from functioning by inducing coma, then it can't do those bad things to itself or to the rest of the body.
And then, after you did this, crossed your fingers and watched, on doing it?
Yeah, it was actually a very frightening day. It takes a while to take the drugs off so you don't get rebound or other problems. There are sort of two phases to this disease, and so she was really sort of totally paralyzed except for some eye movements, and it was obvious that she was looking out. Seemed to like looking at her mother's face more than mine, and so we then watched her progressively come back, which she continues to do.
Now, what is her condition today?
Well, it was declared cured of her rabies back on the month later, on the 18th of this month, and was moved to a rehabilitation floor.
And her prognosis? Do you think complete recovery is a possibility, or might there be some lingering damage?
I see no reason not to. There are only a few survivors. In the literature, several of those are walking around with no handicap, as is the case from this country from 30 years ago down in Ohio, who's now roughly my age. And anatomically, there's no reason not to. So she's the first ever to pull through without having received immunization at the time of the exposure. And we just won't know until she knows, and she'll tell us. But we expect her to be home before Christmas.
Dr. Rodney Willoughby, pediatric disease specialist at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.